Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This just in, winning jockey of the Kentucky Derby, John Velasquez, turned down an invitation to the White House, commenting, "If I wanted to see a horse's butt, I would have come in second." Ba-dum-bum. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Biden couldn't be reached for comment, but did ask if anybody had seen his My Little Pony. Ba-dum-bum. Shh. I know, we don't need the jokes for this show, because we got KJ in the house. I'm glad you guys are with me. Hopefully, we're going to make it fun for you today. The Kentucky Derby is over. I was at a Kentucky Derby party. Did I mention I was with a bunch of very Tony white people looking over the Bay of Tampa Bay at a house that was the size of a hotel that had a band playing and lots of food and yada, yada, yada. Did I mention that I was hobnobbing? What are y'all looking at? Somebody's got to do this. Sorry you had to stay back. Oh, producers, they sure want to participate in all the tough stuff. They only want to do the tough stuff, the stuff that I have to do. I had to go be around a bunch of rich white people and eat a bunch of hors d'oeuvres and really good finger foods. By the way, nice touch on the watermelon. They had these little 1-inch by 1-inch watermelon cubes that were perfectly cut. And I'm telling you, they didn't have seeds in them, and they were the sweetest little morsels that you've ever tasted. It was as if they knew I was coming. It was awesome. Anyway, let me talk about the Kentucky Derby. Why I enjoyed it. So they raced these little Frenchy poodles. I mentioned this before, which made me want to get a French bulldog. Sorry. These little Frenchy bulldogs. And I wanted to get one. I went online to look at how much these little dogs cost. These dogs cost more than it costs to raise a kid for 18 years. They're expensive. So you know you're in tall cotton when somebody's bringing their little Frenchie. Because it costs money. And they said that they have lots of medical issues. So you don't just get the dog. You get the vet bill with it. It's like having a Ferrari. You don't just get the Ferrari. You need a mechanic. So I ruled out owning a Frenchie ever, except vicariously through my friend, who has got two of them. Cute as can be. I raced Lucy, who lost. She embarrassed my little family of whatever, but I forgave her because she's so cute. Anyway, back to the Derby. So 19 horses came down the stretch in the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. And the crowd was 51,838. Now, they had canceled it the year before because Black Lives Matter threatened to protest. Who wears Black Lives Matter now? You know what Kentucky did? I don't even have to know. Kentucky said, "Let me tell you something, Negroes. Don't threaten this thing again because we're having it." There was no controversy over it. I'm going to get to this in a second. You're going to understand why the Kentucky Derby, this is a big, not a big deal, but it's something you need to be thinking about. So anyway, they ran it. The voices of 51,000 plus almost 52,000 people, had a cacophonous roar as the race was going on. And I got to tell you, I love hearing the thunder of those hooves. We watched it after the little Frenchy doggies ran. We watch, there's monitors all over this guy's backyard, and we're watching the race, and you hear this, boom, 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 boom. And I'm telling you, it's so amazing to hear that, these athletes. So, oh, by the way, they blamed the, maybe it was 2 years ago. This last year, was it because of Wu Flu? Or I think it was Wu Flu and the threat, because I'm almost positive it was the only year, the first year that they... Yeah, I think it was. Because they haven't missed it twice. I think they've only missed it once. Anyway, I didn't know many of the horses. I learned about them because we placed bets at the event. And, just to make it fun. And I chose I don't know, the horse rode by the black jockey. You know, just got to support the brother. You know what I'm saying? So I did it. And I caught a couple of others. And it was $10 a bet or something like that. And I ended up winning $80 for those of you. Well, technically, I didn't win. I bet $120 and I got back $80. You know, white man got to make his money somewhere. So somebody got $40 of a brother's money. But I'm cool with it because I went to the party with a bunch of, you know, rich white folks. And I survived. I didn't have to call the cops on anybody. Which, I must admit, there were lots of cops there undercover and a big black cop who was in uniform. But I digress. So this horse, Mandaloon, was Medina Spirit. And led almost pole to pole, except for one point where Mandaloon kind of jumped in there. But Medina Spirit jumped back up and beat her. And Mandaloon was 26-1 to win. Now, the reason why I bring this up is this. I haven't watched a sporting event in... I watched baseball maybe 2 years ago. I haven't watched any baseball because they moved it from Atlanta and they were already starting to get their woke-ism going. I haven't watched football or basketball in at least a decade for both. Only time I see these sports is when I'm sitting in a bar or at somebody's house and they're like, oh, come on, watch sports, whatever. But it's not going to be on my TV. But I love watching these athletes. Medina Spirit. I don't know whether Medina Spirit's going to go on to win the next race, the Preakness, and the next one, the Belmont. I don't know, and become a Triple Crown winner. But here's what I do know. Secretariat, I will never forget that. LeBron James is, and I'm tying this into to athletes. These horses are athletes. They will never complain. They're never going to take a knee. All they're going to do is go out there and run that race. And the sound of those hooves and all the pageantry and those jockeys that are getting those horses to run and understanding them to the point of just being of one mind is so fascinating to me. I'd watch it every single day. I won't watch basketball or football likely ever again because of the athletes. I love these athletes. These horses that get out there, and you know what those horses did? They ran for their spirit. They said Medina Spirit was purchased for the sum of $1,000, had never been passed by another horse. Mostly true, as the 3-year-old led wire to wire with Mandaloon, only briefly taking the lead that Medina Spirit quickly took back. See, that's an athlete. That's an animal that wants to run. It wants to prove itself to somebody, and it doesn't have an agenda. And I love that. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Why can't we have athletes that think like horses? Like Medina Spirit, a horse that had never not led a race except for that brief moment that Mandaloon at this year's Kentucky Derby, the 147th running, slightly passed it for a split second and then, boom, Medina Spirit took back over. The guy who trains these horses, this dude is, every time they, at the end of the Kentucky Derby, you see this dude, he's in a suit and he's got white hair and he's popping champagne. This dude is a trainer extraordinaire. Man, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Why can't we have athletes that think like horses? Well, who's that guy that wrote the song, The Run for the Roses? Run for the roses as fast as you can. You know what I mean? Fate, yeah, I think it's your fate is delivered, your moment at hand. It's the chance of a lifetime and a lifetime of chance. Oh, man, what a beautiful song. And I think it's dedicated to the Kentucky Derby. The Run for the Roses. It, oh, boy, I just love watching those athletes, those animals.
I would watch that every day. I would watch that over any professional sport where people decide they want to. The thing I watch you for is your athletic prowess. I don't watch you because I want to hear your social statement about whatever, or you to long on to the next bandwagon, like The Rock supporting Biden at the very end. Not that he's an athlete, but he wants to come off as one. LeBron James, all of them, just belly aching all the time. We appreciate your artistry. But the minute you open your mouth, it's over. It was funny. I was listening to this black radio show, the Kevin Hart channel on Sirius. And his brother was saying, man, look, I don't mind taking advice from – he was speaking specifically – I'm going to get it out here – of a woman. He says guys will just take a woman's advice because she says it. And he goes, I don't do that. He goes, if you know what you're talking about, I will. If you're a doctor, a medical doctor, and you're giving me medical advice, I'm going to listen to you. But if you want to tell me how a car engine works and you've never worked on a car engine or studied it, shut up. And the whole time he's talking, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, this guy is speaking to black people about the majority of things that I argue about with them. Let me put it into perspective. I study politics. I study all the angles of politics. And do you know when I argue with a leftist who is a accountant or, you know, works at a factory doing something that has no more time studying politics than the man on the moon, and they want to argue. And I've even said to a couple of them, I said, you know, what do you do for a living? The guy said, well, I'm a mechanic. And I go, do you know what I do for a living? Well, let me tell you, I study politics. Now, let me ask you this. Who's better at working on a car, you or me? It's not a trick question. You can go ahead and answer. And I go, you are. I freely admit that. Let me ask you, who's better at politics, you or me? Now, see, the hesitancy that you have shows your ignorance. I'm an expert at what I do. You're an expert at what you do. I freely admit, instantaneously, Kevin, who's better working on a car, you or me? You. My mind, before you even get the words, once I hear on a car, you, my mind's already you. But when you hear what I do, you still think you can challenge me. That's idiotic. That's stupid. Which, by the way, is what leftism is all about. Leftists, as you know, are lying scumbags, and I can prove it. I'm going to discuss the Chauvin trial. The hanging judge dispensing mob justice in the kangaroo court that got a man convicted for no reason other than he wanted to satisfy the mob, which is takes me back to Gladiator. Win the mob and you win, you know, you win Rome. It isn't about pleasing the emperor. It's about pleasing the mob. It isn't about pleasing the body politic, the rule of law, the things that govern a nation and make it safe for everybody. No, it's not about that. I got to please the mob. I don't know if you've heard, but we're shifting gears a little bit. Trump's got a new social media site, they say. It's not really new. They announced that the site allows people to post Trump's tweets on Facebook and Twitter. Just so you're clear, every social media site out there allows that. You can't interact with Trump on the site. I'm not decrying the site. It was designed by Brad Park Pascal, a guy who had a meltdown during the campaign that I thought was going to go to jail. They said he embezzled a lot of funds. Was it fake news? I don't know. They got rid of Pascal. He's supposed to be a social media guru. So he's entering into the fray of social media. And you can take what President Trump says. And apparently Trump is going to tweet, going to do whatever he does over there. So, you know, there you go. But it's nothing new. But here's what's good about it. It's a warning to the leftist Gestapo, that social media, the social media Gestapo, that we're onto them and that we're not going to take it lying down. And yeah, you can have it. Well, by the way, I don't know if you guys have watched, but since March the 1st, Twitter's stock has fallen again. It fell. I wrote an article about it, and I call them dead man walking. It went up
And then it dropped from, I want to say, 70-something to $53 recently. Maybe you guys are following it more closely. I'm not. But I'm telling you, it went up. I didn't worry about it. I said they're fake people that are going to invest in Twitter. They're going to try to keep it going as long as they can. But one day, the profit-taking will come from Twitter. And people are going to start sucking their money out because they're going to figure out that Twitter can't keep it going. Same is going to happen to Facebook. You know, Facebook had a tribunal. They met and they said, we're still going to ban Trump. I want you to understand, Donald Trump has done nothing wrong. And a multi-billionaire little, well, let's call him a wiener, he's going to make the decision that bans the president, former president of the United States, off his platform for doing absolutely nothing. These people are, it's a death wish. So PolitiChatter, we're inviting the president. Come over and have a look. By the way, go look at PolitiChatter. If you're on it, go look at the new look and feel, the tech that's coming up. We're going to be, we've offered 87 founding members to join. They're going to pay $5,000 to help get it funded. And we've already got 10. They're getting a hefty chunk of stock, 50,000 shares of stock, and a host of other things. But PolitiChatter is going to take it to the next level. You're not going to hear about tweets soon. You're going to hear about chats and things like that. We've got to take this back from the left. They are far too powerful with this stuff. And I'm so happy to see all these other sites springing up. May the best site win. But I believe in my heart of hearts that the site that will win is going to be the site that recognizes the people. The people own it. And that's why we started the founders, because it's like having the founding fathers of the new America, the new social media, not run by Gestapo like Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, but run by the people and done for all the right reasons. So good luck to us all.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar, who has been critical of the White House's immigration policies,
said that recent photos from border facilities in southern Texas are misleading. Cuellar is suggesting the Department of Homeland Security agency that operates the Border Patrol facilities is falsely creating the impression that the facility in Donna, Texas, has been cleared of unaccompanied children. However, he says those kids have just been moved to another nearby facility that's being operated by the Department of Health and Human Services. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is making it clear the United States stands with Ukraine against any Russian aggression.
Our commitment to Ukraine's independence, its territorial integrity, its sovereignty, we stand with them.
Biden speaking there on NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News. After the death of a child and dozens of injuries, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced Peloton has finally agreed to recall about 125,000 of its treadmills.
After first declaring the $4,200 treadmills were safe as long as all warnings and safety instructions were followed, Peloton has now agreed to the full recall. Joe Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Ever since we heard about the incidents and the child death, we have been actively looking at it and talking to Peloton about a recall of the product. They would not agree to it early on, and that's why we put a warning out to the public about it. At that point, we only had 39 incidents. Since that time, in just barely 2 weeks, the number has almost doubled to over 70.
Peloton is also offering a full refund to those who purchased the treadmill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I mentioned earlier that I can prove to you that leftists are lying scumbags, and that's being nice. I know, especially on some of the networks that carry my show, they think, Kevin, you're being so mean. You use words that are... I'm using good words. I'm saying things about leftists that it's as good as you can get. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. They are lying scumbags. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care who gets crushed under the weight of their fake narratives. I want you to think of how bad it is when you will knowingly put somebody in prison or ruin their lives over your, idiocy. And that's what they do. And they do it routinely. They do it for sport. And you know I'm right. So to call them scumbags is, quite frankly, I need to apologize to scumbags. I'm thinking, and what I'm talking about now is what we've now learned about Chauvin and his trial. Now, I call this a trial with a hanging judge that was going to dispense mob justice in his kangaroo court. And that is a perfect description of what happened. Former police officer Derek Chauvin has lost his career, potentially could lose his life, and he had no shot, no chance. The woke society appointed this hanging judge, and then they stacked the jury. But they want you to believe this is all good. This is for the greater good. And what they were doing was they were talking about, we don't want anybody to burn anything down. So this is exactly what I talk about in my book, Race Pimping. Go to racepimping.com and you can get the book. And I jokingly say this, that it's always going to be no justice, no peace. If you don't do this, we're going to burn this mother down, etc. So the thought of what could happen to the nation now is with every single case that's out there. You think you're ever going to get justice if that's the mentality of the electorate? Mob justice? It's insane. If we crack down, if we said, I dare you to get out and protest and burn stuff down when you don't get a verdict that you like, I dare you. This will go away. Cities don't want to do this because they like the money that comes from this. And black folks think they're getting power because they save a thug every now and then. And what to me is reminiscent of the 2020 presidential election, the deal for Derek Chauvin, and in the case of the election, was sealed before the event even occurred. Chauvin was already the victim of social media Gestapos and other leftists who cooked his goose before he ever set foot in court. Chauvin was never going to win. We even found a story that said the feds had a second set of indictments ready to go. If they let Chauvin go, they were going to scoop him up on federal charges. And they want you to think that people want to be police officers. I told a story about St. Louis with 98 police officer things to fill. They're not going to fill them. They've actually taken the money back. What the other part of the story is, they can't fill them. Nobody wants the job. They don't need to defund the police. Nobody wants to do the job. They've done it. They've been successful. Now they're saying, let's redirect the money to community, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like some community organizer or something's going to help you. I tell you what, the next time somebody calls 911, send it right over to some social worker. Let's see how long that lasts in St. Louis, Chicago, Baltimore, Cleveland, Detroit, Cincinnati, Houston. We now learn that one juror, at least, has lied about knowing anything about the case. And this is what was reported. And I'm sure you've heard this, but I want to give you more to this story. Because I'm telling you, there is a lot more to it. They say one of the jurors who served on the jury that returned a guilty verdict for Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd defended his attendance of a Black Lives Matter protest before the trial. Now, they make it sound like, oh, he just was there. It was, you know, defended his appearance. It was bigger than his appearance. It was much bigger. And of course, he lied about it because that's what leftists are. Lying scumbags. My apologies to scumbags. Brandon Mitchell said he participated in the August 28th event commemorating Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech delivered during the 1960s. Now, I love the way the AP wrote this. See, they want to associate. I'm telling you the psychology of it. They want to associate what he did. He wasn't there for Chauvin. He was there because it was a commemorative thing of MLK. And this is how leftists do it. They link something that we all feel a connection to. Because MLK was judging people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. So in doing this, they link it. And then they say, oh, but while they were there, they did talk about George Floyd. And oh, yeah, he did have a shirt on that said, get your knee off my neck. But that's not what he was doing. He was commemorating MLK. Mitchell claimed that the reason he attended was that he'd never visited D.C. before. And here's what he says. I've never been to D.C. The opportunity to go to D.C., the opportunity to be around thousands and thousands of black people. I just thought it was a good opportunity to be a part of something. I mean, how sad is that? That this man believes that in order to feel like he's part of something, he's got to go to a march. And don't misunderstand me. People go to these things all the time. If you say to me, Kevin, why did you go to D.C. on behalf of the Tea Party? It wasn't because these people were going to make me feel good. It was because of the cause. I went because I was sick of a government who was putting its knee on our neck and killing us. And I said, enough is enough. Now, he says, oh, I wanted to go to D.C. because it was an MLK thing. And it was going to make me feel better. No offense to all you white folks who were there, a million or so, whatever it was. I didn't leave any more euphoric than I got there. The reason why I went was the same as the reason when I left. But this guy says he wanted an opportunity to be part of something. I was already part of something. I joked with somebody at a party I was at. Did I mention the posh party I went to a weekend or so ago? But anyway, I was at this party, and I jokingly said, somebody said, let's get this party started. And I looked at him and said, look at me. It already has. The point I'm making is this. If you are confident in who you are and what you represent, the party's already started. I didn't need a million people in D.C. to make me go, I want to be a part of it. Don't misunderstand me. You get wrapped up, caught up in the furor of having all those people around. But he, look, this man is telling you right there. I was I think he's, the code is, I was happy to, I think he even said it, I was happy to be around all these black folks. Yeah, thousands of black people. I don't need to be around thousands of black people to feel black or to feel like I'm part of a collective. I'm part of the black collective. I understand the struggle. I understand what we went through. But you know what I don't understand? I don't understand the constant whining. That's what I don't understand. Anyway, back to this Chauvin trial. They were going to railroad this man regardless. And this is the thing that bothers me so much about this is this is so anti-American. I think of the stories where black people were lynched, you know, Emmett Till and others lynched for no reason because somebody said, you did this, he said that, he looked at her. And we are doing identically the same thing. And woke white folks and black folks on the left, they don't care. Let it happen. Chauvin was lynched. Anyway, a photo on circulating on social media depicted Mitchell, as I said, wearing a BLM shirt featuring a picture of King and the phrase, "Get your knee off our necks." See, that's what leftists are sneaky little suckers on, is, as I said, they took all that imagery that, and they put Dr. King in it. Get your knee off our necks. Speakers at the demonstration included family members of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Eric Garner, all these people profiteering on the deaths of their thug or thug-associated kinfolk. It says, all who were involved in fatal altercations with law enforcement. Yeah. All who were involved in fatal altercations with law enforcement that could have been avoided by them. Clearly, Mitchell knew he was a flawed juror, and I'm going to tell you something. He did not care. Convicting Chauvin before seeing any evidence was for the greater good. And I think it was even more sinister than that. I think there's so many black folks that and these woke white people that see this as an opportunity. They see it as, I can get ahead. I can fast track my life if I just toe the line. The greater good. The greater good, folks, is what Democrats claim right before they screw you over, just like they did in the 2020 presidential election. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we're talking about the Chauvin soon-to-be mistrial because we had a tainted juror pool. And I bet you he's not the only one. That was one of the quickest verdicts I've ever seen. And having seen the video footage of them trying to coax George Floyd out and him, oh no, come on y'all, please y'all, you know, and just all that stuff, I don't get it. Welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Chauvin was toast before he ever got started. Before Let me put it to you this way. Nobody sane would convict the cop for arresting a drugged-out counterfeiter who resisted arrest. That happens only in the crazy world of leftism. And if leftists were truthful, they would admit that Derek Chauvin got mob justice. He got railroaded. The man answered the call to arrest a perp trying to pass a counterfeit $20 bill. The rest of this story falls into the category of unbelievable. But I'm going to give you a few things to think about. If George Floyd had been white, would Chauvin be a free man? Just curious. Take a minute. No BLM or other racist terrorist group would give 2 cents about this story if George Floyd had been white. You know it, I know it, the left knows, and everybody knows it. And Chauvin, even though he's now found out that this jury pool has been tainted with this guy Brandon Mitchell, they still have an uphill to climb because people are going, well, that doesn't matter. I mean, it's still, you know, they're going to give you all this. They, just like I said, why didn't you just put Dominion voting machines and let them make the decision about Chauvin's guilt or innocence? Tainted jury pool. One of the jurors who served on his trial wore a Black Lives Matter shirt that said, "Get your knee off my neck," after he went to an event to commemorate the great Dr. Martin Luther King, or Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., on I Have a Dream. But he says, no, it was fair, it was all good. One of the 12 jurors that convicted this man of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. There was no murder in the George Chauvin case. I don't even believe there was manslaughter. Too many extenuating circumstances with this guy. And I'm going to tell you something. If you are as sick or as claustrophobic or whatever they claim this man to be, give up. The cops did their job and going to prison for it. And that's the message that people want sent. This is why I have dedicated my life to supporting these guys. It's a job I don't want to do. It's a job I think most of us don't want to do. It's a calling for most. If you watched our film, Bleeding Blue, we have a guy in there. He's a cop. He was the drummer for Sammy Davis Jr. And he left to become a cop. That's a calling. Anyway, they said a form was sent to prospective jurors before selection and included 2 questions pertaining to demonstrations. Mitchell responded no to both. And the first question was, did you or someone close to you participate in any demonstrations or marches against police brutality that took place in Minneapolis after George Floyd's death? The second question, other than what you've already described above, have you or anyone close to you participated in protests about police use of force or police brutality? He was a liar. He blatantly lied. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I was going to get on a jury once of a young black man. This guy was probably 22 years old. And he had 2 strikes against him. They couldn't talk about that, but he had 2 felonies. The third felony they wanted to give this young black man was he was in a beef with some other dude and he snatched the necklace off the guy's neck. But then he threw it back to him. And the DA was trying to convince the jury that that was his third strike. And she was giving us the definition of theft. She said, theft doesn't mean you kept it. Doesn't mean you did anything with it. If you take something from somebody, even for a split second, and give it back, it's theft. And I went, okay, now we're trying to railroad this guy. I didn't know anything else about what he did. But I said, see, that's why the criminal justice system against blacks is wrong. And I wanted to be on that jury because I was going to make doggone sure that this guy wasn't going to serve 25 years for snatching the necklace off of somebody he had a beef with in the street. See, that is the reason why black folks will get on a jury to say, I'm not going to let that happen. And for the record, that's the reason why many blacks don't trust the criminal justice system, because of things like that. I wanted to stand up and say in court, you've got to be kidding me. You impanel a jury because some dude had a beef with somebody. He snatches a necklace and he throws it back at the guy. And that's what you want to give this guy 25 years of life for, and he's 20-something years old? You want to create a super predator, a guy that's going to go into prison, get stronger, get better, get more conniving, come out mad over this? Not going to happen. I didn't get selected. But I'm telling you right now, I wanted to be on that jury because I wasn't going to let that injustice occur. This guy wanted to be on the jury because he was going to make sure an injustice did occur. And I know you can see the difference between what I described, me and him. Anyway, Mitchell said during voir dire that he had a very favorable view of Black Lives Matter. He also mentioned that he knew some police officers at his gym who were great guys, that he felt neutral about Blue Lives Matter, a pro-police organization. So he's very favorable of Black Lives Matter, but he's neutral on Blue Lives Matter, and he knows a couple of great guys who are cops. I'm going to bet you they're black cops. The point is, this guy wanted to get selected. And if you're an investigative reporter, I'm telling you, I bet you'll find this guy's already talking to book publishers, movie producers, etc. I went out and we found he's all this. It's so funny because I swear to you guys, you're not going to believe this, but something inside of me, my spidey sense went, this dude is a publicity seeker. NBC, he's on there. And here's what they noted. He was the first juror to speak out. And what did he say? He said, we all went into this thing with an open mind. Yeah, that's why the jury came back so fast and convicted Derek Chauvin, who did his job. Yeah, how could you possibly deliberate on this in a few hours when you know all the extenuating circumstances of the case? It's impossible. I mean, there's going to be the only way you could come back in with this is to say, look, you can't hold this guy guilty when the guy had that much fentanyl in his system. The average person who gets put on the ground with a knee to their neck or back or any other way you subdue them doesn't die in custody. How many cop shows have you watched where they put the perp on the ground and then they go, oh, shoot, he's dead? They came back and looked at Floyd and went, oh, shoot, he's dead. They hadn't tried to kill him. He died because he was a druggie who was going to die anyway. And this guy says we went into this with an open mind. And leftists speak, by the way, you know exactly what that means. It means he did exactly the opposite. He went in with a closed mind. He was ready to go because this guy was going to cash in. He's going to be the next big deal in the black community. He's going to have people going, oh, hey, way to go. Way to go, Mitchell. Way to go, Brandon, man. Way to go, dude. You rocked it, baby. And he's going to go everywhere. I'm the dude that convicted Derek Chauvin. Yeah, yeah. Hey, nobody buy him a drink. I got his drink. I can tell you exactly where this guy was. He wants to be a hero. He wants to be Denzel freaking Washington. Huh. I hope the Chauvin team gets a boost on this. I really do. And the feds, I hope that if they do have a second arrest team, that they have to eat it. America is a land of justice. If we're not that, what good are we? Everybody knows what happened here. They tried to slip us a Mickey. And this guy, let me tell you, not to go all Scooby-Doo on you, but he would have gotten away with it had it not been for that shirt. He would have. He would have gotten away with that lie. I don't know what happens to jurors when they lie during voir dire, but he should go to jail. And anybody else, and I'm going to bet you, if you poll the rest of these jurors, you're going to find out many of them lied too. All because they want you to believe in the greater good of what they were trying to do. Huh. Not fooling me.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.